Today's Leinishos Chaim Luzim and Shem Shanayim, Moshe and Daniel Rivka, Bas Moshe Israel. We also today we have a special Leinishmas Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Nachman Tzion, whose yard site is today. Schutz for Shalem Chaim Moshe Malka and Sarah Miriam Bracha Bas Sarah Malka, and for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, we will have Birchas HaMazon. We're up to Sif Zion, and we are up to the actual benching, and as we mentioned previously, that the ideal way really was that one person should bench, and that was the Mechaber and Sivav spoke about that, and everybody should listen and be yaitza with that benching. That would be the benching together. We got the Shem Iti and the Rai Mashma Yachtav, as we'll see. However, as I mentioned last week, we don't do it that way, and now we're going to get into why and ideally what should be done today. That everybody should bench together along with the person leading the benching quietly. Kol bracha bracha, every bracha, v'afilach hasimais, even the ending of the bracha. Says the Rama, however, v'yakdim l'sayim tzas koydim hamavarech kadesh she'ane amen. Finish the bracha before the person leading the benching so they can say amen. In other words, let's say we finish doing the bracha, right? Hazon es hakol, right? We have to finish before the person leading the benching, because I finish at the same time, I can't say amen. If I finish a few seconds before, then I can say amen. We'll just point out, the Rav actually gave a shiur on this a while back, one of the Sunday morning shiurim. You cannot say amen, if you, as we'll touch upon this in Mishavura as well, but you cannot say amen, just this is one thing to remember. People, a lot of people make this mistake. You cannot say amen when you are in the middle of a bracha. So if I benching faster than the person leading the benching, right? Then he finishes the first bracha out loud, and I'm already in the middle of Doi Delecha, you cannot say Amen. The only way you can answer Amen is if you're benching along with the person leading the benching, and you finish your bracha a few seconds before. But during a bracha, in the middle of a bracha, you're not allowed to answer Amen. And it seems like a lot of people make that mistake. The El Simon Nuntes, a nice Akasha bracha,
or if you finish Al Yechasrenu.
Or if you finish Ayachasreinu, but let's hold that thought for a little bit. Okay, that's depends how you view the fourth bracha. So and where the bench ends. Let's hold that a little bit. Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you, but let's hold it a little bit. Ainai Kaishal Bracha Elo L'Tayvayin. The person you're supposed to give the Kaishal Bracha should be somebody who has a good eye. So let's see what that means. Let's see the Mechaber the Mishabura Sivkat and Chav Zayin. Nochan Adav Heinu. After Medina, really, the ideal situation, as we mentioned in Sivav, was that everybody should listen to the person leading the bench and be Yaitse Shemeke Aina. They shouldn't be saying the benching at all. They should be Yaitse with the person leading the benching. Mikol Maka and Bava Shemotso. We lose concentration. We don't listen to the benching at all. So ADHD didn't start in our days. Already, Mishavura is telling us that there was no way that anybody was concentrating on the entire benching. And remember, Shemeikai, and I have to listen to every word that the person benching makes. So since that became a problem, and the Paiskim recognized that, so therefore, because if I don't listen to the entire benching is a dairaisa. If I don't listen to the entire benching, I wasn't yaitza benching. So everybody say quietly, call mila b'mila im hamivarech, together with the person leading the benching, so that they should bench together. Now, why is it so important that we bench together? This is considered a being mezamin together. And we're being yoytze mashal makos of godly l'shem iti in the roim mashma yachtov. We should do it together. The mizay yafin and birchas zimun. That's where we learn out the whole idea of birchas zimun. From kamoichik kasavni l'kam and b'simun kuf tzadik beis. Mishburas will say shortly. So the bottom line is b'zman hazeh we. The ideal situation if you're benching with Zeman is bench along with the person leading the benching. Obviously, it says, you know, when it's a very large crowd, it's very sometimes very difficult to do this, but definitely everybody has to bench themselves. Kol bracha, bracha. At a minimum, you should at least bench the first bracha with the person leading the bench. It's not considered a zimun at all. Okay. We'll see there in Siman Reish, we'll get into a little bit more. He doesn't really say this so clearly over there. He says that it could be without this, but this would be the ideal situation. After you say Baruch Shechalni Mishaloi, everybody benches out loud for themselves. Shaloi Kedinhe, my son, I'm doing it properly. The person leading the benching should at a minimum read the first bracha out loud, so everyone should hear it. They should say each word along together with him. When it comes to the end of the bracha, end the bracha slightly before the person leading, so you can answer amen. He, the Magen Avraham, is leaning to being paskin like the Tashbats. What does the Tashbats hold? So severely, right? That he holds as follows. The Ada Zanasakol, until Zanasakol Tzirchen, Lishtek, Lishmoy, Elechav, and Lotzis, Menamavarech. The Tula Zanasakol, you shouldn't bench at all, you should listen to me, Yaitza Shemei Kainu. Imisham, Be'elech, Yivarech, Yibatzu, Malachash, from there on, they should do it quietly, Imamavarech. The Ad Sham, he Birchas Hazimun, because until there, is Bichas Aziman. Aber ein oder der Hagen came, but we are not knowing this way. Und komm auch mal toll bei Josche, der am Sumi sich haben mit war, lass es gerade Tashbats. If you know everybody's going to listen closely, you should do like the Tashbats. Or actually, you deal him at Chilo, but make sure to tell them before, and she have any lots, they should be Yotze, they should have a mind to be Yotze. But gam hu you have and let's see him, he has to have a mind to be Yotze them. But dafke kisha shoyim im kulam im vinam lashin kodesh. This idea that we should follow the Tashbats, that the first bracha you should be yaitza is only if they all understand the words. You should, everybody should bench together. There are those who hold that you cannot be yaitza shemei ka'ina if you don't understand what the person is saying. So the people don't understand, definitely everybody should bench. L'maisa, the olam is not noig like this tashbats. We read the benching ourselves. The important thing to take out of here is you should really bench along at the same speed that the person leading the benching is doing. This way you can answer amen. You don't want to miss out on those amens. And you should finish a few seconds before so that you can answer amen. You don't answer amen if you're finishing together. We run into a shiloh if you finish the bracha at the same time, if you're answering amen or not. Because if you remember from way back when, it seems like you're answering amen on your own bracha. So finish a few seconds before. If you are in the middle of a bracha, you went ahead, or the person leading the benching went faster than you, so therefore you are in the middle of the benching, then certainly you should not answer amen or anything else in the middle of the bracha. So toiv ayin, what is a toiv ayin? Who should you give the benching to? Shehu soine betza, somebody who doesn't really like money. The goymel chesed b'mayne, he does chesed. Shenema toiv ayin hu yivarech, the al tikri hu yivarech, he is blessed. Al tikri yivarech al yivarech, he should lead the benching, right? So if you find a Taiwan, let me know. I'd love to have him over as a guest. In general, he does bring down over here that oftentimes the minig is that when you have a guest, you give them the benching, because at least this way, as we mentioned previously, the guest will bench the balabayas with the birchas ha'orach, right? Shalayevish balabayas, that whole harachman that you say. And as we also mentioned previously, and this is where it also fits very well, this is the reason behind the minig that by Seder by night, the person who is leading the Seder, the Baal HaBayis, is the one who leads the benching. Because remember, we said somebody who's a Toivayan, meaning he's a giving person, he's the one who should be benching. What did the guy leading the Seder start the Seder with? Off, Kodich v'nyesev v'yechel. He invited everyone in. So he is definitely, at least on that night, the guy leading the Seder is definitely a Toivayan. And therefore, he's the one, the minigis, that he leads the benching. Let's see the Mechabasiv Ches, Le'inyin Lisha, V'bichas Amazim, Ne'ayir, Ne'ayir, Kovin, Yesh V'shem, Shadina Ketfila. And if you want to say Shalom Aleichem to somebody during benching, the same halach is like Ketfila. What does that mean? Let's see the Mishabur. Shadina Ketfila, She'en Shalom Mishim and Klau. We're not allowed to interrupt during benching. Ha'atam, Mida Matzina, Shechmir, Chacham, Mechas Amazim, She'en Mevach, Melo, Bemaka, Mecha, Ketfila. The chachamim were masak in the benching. You have to do the whole benching in one place, just like davening. Lafuke Kriya Shema Shayacha Loimer Mahalach. Kriya Shema technically, although we said you shouldn't because you can't concentrate, but technically you can say Kriya Shema walking around me pasuk rishon elach from after first pasuk, but yes, shaymer may alav avechav elach. Some say from alav avechav, k'dal simin sam gimel hashem shaburah. So we see that the chachamim placed benching on the same level as tefillah, and therefore during benching you're not allowed to interrupt at all. Not even ne'akavin, not even ne'ayira. You're not allowed to interrupt during your benching at all. Let's start sif test. Says the Mechaber Sif Tes, Tzarech Le'eshev B'Shashem Mevarech, you have to sit when you're benching. Beinim Ha'yoholich B'Beisek, Tzarech Le'ayim Adoy Mesef, whether you were walking around, whether that's appropriate or not is a separate discussion, whether you were walking around when you ate, or you were sitting, or you were standing, or you were doing Heseva, sitting by benching. Shemir Le'varech, Tzarech Le'eshev, when you come to bench, you have to sit. Kedesh Yochel L'chaven Yosef, you're walking around, you can't concentrate. Lying down, you can't concentrate. Sit so you can concentrate. V'lo Yeh Mesef, not even lying. Shudarech Gaiva. Eliyeshev Ema, you have to sit with trepidation. Ema says the Ramah, nearly the Labdafka Mavarach, who had been called a Sivan Layeshev Kalas Rachel of Ema. Everybody has to sit this way, not just the guy leading the mention. Miyam Layasakain, if you didn't do it, Tafila Berg Mahalach, but the Abed Yatza, but the Abed Yud Yatza, but it's still not the appropriate way of benching. Says the Mishavur, Vishash Mavarach, Mistimus Apaiska Mashma, the Gambracha Revius, even the fourth Bracha, Ashim, the Rabbanon, Sarach Layeshev Kehecha de Layla Zalzuzube, that if you're going to go ahead and you're going to start walking around when you get to the fourth bracha, so people are going to recognize that there's a difference between the third bracha and the fourth bracha. The first three, the araisa, the fourth bracha was misaken later on by the haruge beta, right, which is only the rabbanon. So people, if you're going to treat it less, then people are going to treat it less, and they're going to be mezalza with it. And in fact, the Kabachayim writes that you really should sit in your seat all the way until Isa Shalom. He's also does the same dimin as Madame to Tvila, right? We finish Tvila with Isa Shalom, you finish benching with Isa Shalom. He says you should sit by the benching all the way to Isa Shalom. Those who don't say the last part, but that's not the Kabachayim. The Vesai in your house, the Mahalach Baderech Ayin Lekama Sifir Aleph. We'll see shortly in Sifir Aleph, if you ate while you're traveling, what's the story with benching? Who I didn't call a Masiba, the Kevin, the Kulin Yotzer, the Chasset, Sir Chleshev, the Amek, the Baruch Atzma. You have to sit the same way the guy leading the benching. A Philip Berech Mahalach, we said you Yotzer, the Amos, Heinu. Kishu Mahalach Bevesim Koyma Chilosai. You're in your dining room, you pace back and forth and you bench. Abel Kishaholach Lamakam Achu, Berech Yeshtes, Bezer, Ayin Lekama Sivim Kufpe, Alet Sif Aleph Bagah. We're going to get to that later on this week, with regards to if you change places, shinu makom by benching, we're going to get to that very, very shortly. Says the Mechaber Sifyot, Yeshayim, Shigam Bichs, Manchal, Chach, Lemim, Yushev, that even Alamichya has to be said sitting. Says the Mechaber, I'm the Agrosh, Atolad, and Zem, Mashem, Vayla, Kamasim, Kuf, Pedal, Siv, Gimel, that, which, again, we'll see later this week, Varambam, Shehu, Bal, Deyazoy, Ozal, Lashitasay, Sham, if you're making al michya on Paris, you're making a bracha mein sheva, there maybe you don't have to. But when it comes to chameshes min adagim, everyone seems to be in agreement that you can sit. I think we can finish the simon today. If somebody's traveling along the way, and you ate while you're traveling, you're going someplace, you're allowed to bench the same way. Why? Because if I'm going to tell you to sit down, not because really it's not better to sit, but if I'm going to tell you to sit down, you're going to be the whole time, oh my gosh, I'm losing time on my trip, right? I need to get someplace. So since that will create a greater disturbance to your concentration, if we make you sit, then, and therefore, he says that you are allowed to continue walking or dry or whatever it is while you're benching. It says the in Yeshiv, you're going to sit. You're going to be late. Because you're sitting is going to create you not to be able to concentrate even more. You can continue going and bench. In other words, I'm traveling along the way, and I kept eating while I was traveling. Then I can say, listen, you're going to make me stop. I'm really not going to be able to concentrate. That you were walking or driving, whatever it is, and eating. You had time to sit and eat. Now it comes to benching. All of a sudden, you're worried about your time. If you had time to stop and eat, then you also got a bench. That way you can't continue. Yudbeis. Also, levarach v'vayisik v'malach, you're not allowed to bench while you are doing other things. And a kol brachas, any bracha. V'ayin l'kamasim kuf tzadikal, m'shabur, shasham, v'vayihetiv, dear. We are going to discuss it further. But while you're benching, while you're making a bracha, you can't be doing other things while you're doing that. You have to be focused purely on the benching. Okay? We'll start the next siman tomorrow.